7:39. Let's jump right in to the behavior that we like to make fun of in others. Tuesday.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Thank you, Wimpy. A guy in Florida tried to get out of a DUI with five different excuses. And if one doesn't work, go to the next one, right?
Sir, I've had enough. I can come up with a sixth or a seventh.
Down in Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful beaches there, by the way. All right, so the first, he decided, well, let's say I know another cop. I know a cop on the force. Oh, that's not going to get me. Okay, here's a bribe. Oh, that's not.
That never works.
I am actually a top government official. I work for the NSA. No? My kid is sick. I have to hurry home and get out of this ticket because... No, that's not going to work. Okay, I've got to catch an early flight.
None of those worked.
As a matter of fact, he actually got in trouble for offering the bribe. Whoopsie. And what do you know? He took a breathalyzer test and was double the legal limit.
You think now that there are cameras on all these police cars, it's harder for cops to take bribes these days, isn't it?
Yeah, probably so.
Because everything's on camera.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tougher for you lately, isn't it?
I had a law enforcement experience just 2 days ago.
Oh?
I never wear my seatbelt. I should. Yeah. Never wear my seatbelt.
Yeah, we've discussed this. I don't either.
I was pulled over for it.
Yeah, really? A first offense? Or did you do something else?
That was the reason I was stopped.
Wow.
The nicest sheriff's deputy. I said to him at the end of our interaction.
Yeah.
Said, you're the nicest guy who's cost me $10 today.
Is that what it is? $10? I thought it had gone up to like 50.
Wow.
I thought it went up too. It's still $10, huh?
All right.
He didn't give you a warning. He gave you the $10 ticket.
He did.
Earlier this week, 36-year-old man in the Czech Republic was eating some chocolate pudding for dessert.
Pudding.
Officer, would you like some pudding?
Do you have pudding? When the restaurant told him that they were closing now and that he had to leave, he got upset. He went home, grabbed his chainsaw, cut his way back into the restaurant so he could finish his pudding. That is some seriously good pudding. Who knew the Czechs had such good pudding?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
We begin, oddly enough, with the entertainment news. Aretha Franklin said that...
That would be Aretha Franklin.
I'm sorry. Right.
What did you say?
Aretha.
Oh, it's anatomy class suddenly. How nice.
Aretha Franklin. Anyway, she said that the side effects were really rough from her treatment from a recent illness. The most severe side effect is that she no longer feels like a natural woman.
Oh, my.
Escape Plan, the movie we talked about in the entertainment news, opens
Sylvester
today.
Stallone and Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
The release date for Escape Plan has actually been delayed several times. Since it stars Sly Stallone and Schwarzenegger, I'm guessing it was supposed to be released in, what, 1986?
Arnold says, just give the money to my maid.
Lindsay Vonn turns 29 years old today. I bet I know what her birthday wish is. To know what Tiger Woods is doing every second he's not with her. Katy Perry is going to be doing a new spokes cover model gig for CoverGirl. The new slogan is this, makeup so good, you'll actually pay attention to Katy Perry's face.
Yes. We have that problem,
don't
we? Oh,
she has a... She wears makeup? The rapper Pitbull has opened a charter school in Miami. Students at the school will be able to study the three R's. Reading, writing, and ripping off artists who actually have some modicum of talent. Justin Bieber movie is coming out. It will be released on Christmas Day. The title, How Justin Bieber Ruined Christmas.
Well... You know what you're going to be doing on Christmas Day, Chris? Right. Your daughters will be heading out to the Justin Bieber movie.
If that lousy One Direction movie could pack them in, imagine what Justin Bieber could do.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says Houston Texan fans cheering when Matt Schaub got injured was sickening. Of course, not as sickening as drunkenly assaulting a co-ed in a woman's bathroom, but still pretty sickening. A brawl broke out in a game between the U.S. and Canadian women's hockey teams, and for the first and only time in recorded history, women's hockey was interesting.
Stop They're it. Not supposed we to we fight. Have a pretty good women's hockey team in this state. They're going to come up here and body check you hard.
They have almost all their teeth, too.
Yeah! This year's nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame include Nirvana, Kiss, Hall & Oates, Peter Gabriel, Linda Ronstadt, yes, and NWA.
You know what? They should all go in. That's a pretty good class. They should all go in.
You know, it's interesting because voting is always done by secret ballot, right? So Hall & Oates would like to remind voters that private eyes are watching you. They see your every move. Kiss, of course, based their characters on their personality. Gene Simmons was a demon to reflect his dark personality. Paul Stanley was the star child because he was dreamy. Peter Criss was a cat because he's pointless.
You're not a big Peter Criss fan,
nope.
Are you?
The Dalai Lama said it's okay to use medical marijuana. Apparently,
so we got that going for us.
Yeah, Goonga Galunga, Goonga Lunga. Apparently, he's in some kind of a who's cooler contest with the Pope. The CEO of Carl's Jr. Actually, I like your punchline better. Screw mine. Yours was better. The CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is against Obamacare. Instead, he says if people really want to improve their health, the best thing they can do is stop eating at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. All right, we're running long, but I don't care. According to a poll conducted by New Jersey, Chris Christie is more popular than Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Yes, but they trail both in popularity to Axe body spray. I'm going to keep going. A study finds that teenagers lack the ability to sympathize with others. They also found that they lack the ability to pay attention for longer than 60 seconds without checking their phones. No, I should have stopped earlier. Last but not least, President Obama says the shutdown inflicted completely unnecessary damage to our economy, as opposed to the completely necessary damage the Obama administration has inflicted.
Yes, you should have stopped earlier.
We are now into the after the music bed runs out jokes.
I know.
Danger.
Danger warning.
There'll be monsters here.
And the last one you can see by going on Seth Mueller, WSAU, and clicking the joke of the day, WSAU. Oh, yeah, we're coming right back. Maybe.
This is good. I watched a lot of CNN today. They do a new thing where they have the anchors introducing themselves during the commercial breaks. I was on my computer. I was just kind of half paying attention when I heard this promo.
I'm Essie Cuff, and this is CNN.
Am I the only one who heard her say, I'm a C-cup? Don't get me wrong, you're a very attractive woman, but why do we need to know your bra size? Play that one more time.
I'm Essie Cuff, and this is CNN.
Congratulations. Usually they work at Fox News.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.